Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. I'm Matthew Bruni, and joining me once again is Kim Mulkey. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yes. Last time we talked on a podcast, it was the middle of the season. I think it was, somewhere in the middle of the season, and we were still kind of uncertain about how it would finish out. Obviously, you end with a great record, make to the second round of the tournament against Ohio State, but this is all going to be about the offseason now. Coach, what has it been like for you? How would you kind of recap it now that you have your roster pretty much set?
The off season is what it's supposed to be, and you're supposed to kind of re-energize your batteries. And I don't feel like we did that. I feel like as soon as the season was over and the Final Four was done, we continued to work. We continued to bring in transfers and got in the transfer portal to help that freshman class that's so talented that we signed, to get them some players around them that have experience. And we spent a lot of our April and half of May doing that. So it never stops. Recruiting is the lifeblood of all programs. And we feel like we've got not just some good players, but really some great players. And we're excited.
So you haven't been able to take a vacation yet?
No, actually, when we're done, I'm going to try to go watch Kramer play a little bit in Memphis, and got SEC meetings coming up at the end of the month. And then we've got camps coming up in June. And it never stops. It's a 12-month job now.
Yep. You kind of mentioned it, adding the transfers that y'all did to kind of round out the roster. And like you mentioned, the freshman class is tremendously talented. Alyssa Williams, Samaya Smith, Flajay Johnson. Last year, Poa as well for junior college ranks.
We have a local walk-on, Izzy Bezelman. So, yeah, we're excited about them.
Yeah. So when you went to turn your attention to the transfer portal, obviously it's a whole animal of its own. What was your attitude, mentality? What were you looking for when you went to that ranks?
Well, you go to the portal to fill needs on your team. If it's a position need or it's just an experience need, an older player. And I think that was our focus, was look at what we have coming back, who can we legitimately get, and what position do they play? And some things unfolded for us that we didn't anticipate in that the talent. There's a lot of great players out there that wanted to come play at LSU. And we made sure that we brought them in. They liked what they saw on campus and understood what we have on the floor to play with and what we're trying to build and do here at LSU. And so we're excited about those that were interested and those that we got. And the hard part now is in the fall when they're all here together is getting chemistry and getting them all on the same page, because they all are talented. And then we just got to figure out how to make them all think alike and do the things we want done.
Yeah. And I want to look at two players specifically. When we started off, Angel Reese and LaDeja Williams, obviously two posts you bring in to replace the front court, the senior front court that left. what do you see from those two? Obviously, Angel Reese coming over as one of the best players on Maryland, a great program over there. LaDaisha Williams coming as a graduate student. How confident are you in them, and just what did you see in them?
Well, talent, first of all, you see talent. They're two totally different style of players, even though they're considered post players. Angel Reese, everybody knows just how talented she is. She's an energizer bunny. She hates to lose. She is very expressive on the floor, and just a kid that you're just so excited that she's interested in LSU. LaDaisha is a little bit more laid back, bigger frame, played at Missouri, and you know they shoot a lot of threes, and yet LaDaisha started out at South Carolina, and I just think that both of those young ladies bring experience first and then certainly the talent.
Yeah, and I kind of looking at you know how you want to play just in a general sense. Obviously, a lot of your career has been having great post players. Last year with the backcourt you had, at times it felt like it was more guard centric. Do you feel like Angel Reese and LaDaisha Williams and then some of the players you bring back kind of allow you to be a little bit more, you know, post centric this year?
Well, I think that's a misconception. A lot of people want to say Coach Mulkey's career is always around post players. I don't know many teams that have won a national championship that don't have good post play.
Of course.
So no coach in America is going to turn down size and athletes at the post. I've been fortunate to have that in the program, but we are going to have a well-balanced team. People tend to forget the great perimeter players that I've coached that have gone on to have wonderful professional careers. And I ask people when they try to say we're always so post-oriented, and I'll ask them, do you know who holds the record for the number of threes made in a game? It's one of my former players, Juicy Landrum. So great post players make our perimeter players better. I just think coaches sometimes never have the luxury of having great post play. We've been fortunate at Baylor to develop different styles. You have the post players that were the back to the basket type, big body kids. And then we've had multiple athletic face, stretch four type of kids. So our reputation is that we really develop that. Well, we certainly do, but we don't do it at the expense of not having great guard play.
Yeah, definitely don't go, you know, 40-0 with just good posts, for sure. Now, when you look at the guards, obviously, I mean, you start with Alexis Morris, Lastier Poe, Flo J. Johnson, and then Ryan Payne, returners, Tamia Ware. Obviously, losing Caleb Pointer is, you know, she was kind of the head of the snake as far as just ball handling goes and, you know, bringing the ball up the court. Do you feel like maybe whether it be a team effort or how do you replace that kind of creation moving forward?
Well, you never compare players. Caleb Pointer, her career speaks for itself at LSU. And I'm so happy that she finished her career getting to host an NCAA game, getting drafted. You know, she became an All-American. She went from being an all-conference player to an All-American. Her progression in 1 year, we're very proud of. People tend to forget that Alexis Morris, Flage, all those guys can play multiple perimeter positions. They have been point guards on their respective teams. And so what they will do is give you a lot of weapons. If I have to play them together, you do so. I did it this year with the three I had on the perimeter. We weren't huge on the perimeter, but boy, were we lightning quick and could really score from out there. You get them all on campus and you figure out who needs to be on the floor together, who needs to handle it. It could be they all handle it at some point, but we're just excited. The talent is there. We're in a lot of respects too young, too inexperienced, but then the transfer portal kind of helps you balance that a little bit because they are experienced with high-level Division I basketball.
Yeah, because kind of going off that, throughout the kind of end of the season, you were definitely reminding people, hey, we lose all these seniors here, so we have to be kind of modest in our expectations moving forward. With the transfer portal being, you know, the weapon that it is, opposed to, you know, 10 years ago, if we would have lost this team, it would have been very, very difficult to replace that talent. Have you kind of turned the corner and been like, okay, maybe there aren't as many speed bumps and maybe the wall isn't as tall as you had previously hoped or expected?
Well, let me also say this about Jasmine Carson and Kateri Poole.
I forgot to mention those players.
Absolutely. We were talking about posts, but those young ladies bring dimension to our team. Carson is an unbelievable three-point shooter. Yep. And she is one that's going to make you have to guard her out there. And then Kateri Poole is just that tough, hard-nosed perimeter player that you better know where she is at all times. She's going to get an offensive board, strong player. The portal helps you somewhat do things quicker. But I think of those programs where the portal can hurt you really bad.
Yeah.
We now understand the transfer portal is here to stay. And we don't know from year to year if we'll have all of our returning players back. Yeah. That's just unfortunate for all of us as coaches, because you can work a long, long time in developing relationships with recruits and work recruits. And they nowadays, they're not leaving because of playing time. It could be any reason that players are leaving, and it helps and yet it hurts. And you just hope that that you do enough good things that it doesn't hurt you too bad.
Definitely. You mentioned those guards. I want to go back to Alexis Morris. Obviously the injury she had late in the year kind of just changed the complexion of the season. I still contend, you know, obviously this had the talent of a Sweet 16 team at the very least. I would have loved to see it against Texas. But if we just look at Alexis Morris, what have you seen from her coming back from injury and just expect from her next year as being the kind of lone returner? So not only in terms of being able to play, but also being able to say, you know, she's one of the key returners and that knows how you do things.
I haven't seen her on the floor, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we knew with that injury that it was time and you can't rush time. It was not going to require surgery, time. And from all indications, from trainers texting me and saying she's doing great. I don't anticipate there being any lingering effects when we start back. And yes, she has to be one on the perimeter that leads and guides us, because she knows how I like to run things in practice. And she's the most experienced, and as is Ryan Payne, yep, of the ones that are returning. And I expect a healthy and good Alexis Morris. You want her to do her last year exactly like Kayla Pointer and Jalen Cherry and all those seniors did. And I know she wants to as well. For sure. And Ryan, you want that for Ryan. Yep. You know, it's Ryan's last year, and you want them to stay healthy and have good senior years.
Yeah, I definitely feel like Ryan is, you know, capable of taking that step forward at times, just trying, you know, she was thrown in there late when Morris got hurt and just kind of figuring out where she fit and stuff like that. But I'm excited for Ryan Payne as well. I guess the last question from me here, obviously, we've seen a lot of coaches that have been doing it for a long time have to adjust to the portal and everything like that. Just how would you describe your mindset and just your competitive edge still, even with the landscape changing the way that it is? Just how would you describe where you're at and just how excited you are even still with the changes?
Well, you don't want to build your program with just transfers, because a lot of them that come in are only here for a year.
Yeah.
And then you got to go back to the portal. You want to build it with young freshmen. But when you take over a program like we did, there was a big gap between that freshman group and the junior and senior group. And so you needed to fill in in between there some experience. And that's what I'd like to continue to do. I'd like to continue to recruit freshmen and hold on to as many of them as you can as they mature and get better. And then you pick and choose, you know, people out of the portal that will blend in and have great chemistry and do things with your team. This year, we ended up signing a lot of transfers because there was a big gap there, a loss. And I don't think it's fair for any of us to think, as good as the freshman class is, to throw them out there against Leah Boston or all those great players that'll be seniors in our league next year. But I think if you go get some that have it played against the best, they can help them in practice every day get better. And yet at the same time, those freshmen have to play. And those freshmen are good enough to play. They just need time to really gain their confidence. And like with any sport at our level, it just takes time. You can't rush time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm excited about the team. I think from a depth perspective, y'all might have a little bit more depth this year just going, because we didn't spend a lot of time on the returners, but Hannah Gusters, Tamia Ware, and Monty Bartlett, I think those three can take step forwards in their games. I'm sure you would agree with that.
I would, and I appreciate you mentioning them, because the returning players, the Hannah Gusters, the Monty Bartlett, off the top of my head, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody, but those guys have got to commit in a way now like never before, that this is the new me. This is who I want to be remembered as a player. And, you know, everybody will get comfortable at some time, but you hope that the returning players get really comfortable quicker than the others.
For sure. Well, Coach, that's all I got for you. I appreciate you coming to joining me. Enjoy your trip up to Memphis to watch Kramer, and best of luck to him, and enjoy the offseason. Try to take a little bit of a vacation at some point, I hope.
I need to do that. Hopefully in August, before school starts, I'll head to the beach. Have a good one, buddy.
Perfect. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.